This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently, you shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Now, despite the fact that we have rights, it amazes me how much time people will spend proclaiming defeat and giving power over to corruption when they still have the freedom to do the right thing. Friends, let's talk about what happens when the people do the right thing. Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, and to the right of me, our little Steffi. Folks, if you'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can also go over to Sons of Liberty Radio. Just posted some stuff that we're going to be talking about today. I love it how I always talk about how justice is the guardian of liberty, which is inscripted behind the Supreme Court chambers in Washington, D.C., of course, right under Moses, the lawgiver, and Exodus 18:21. But it is absolutely amazing to me that justice is the guardian of liberty, and that's exactly what we're going to talk about today concerning what just happened in New Orleans. The former mayor just got sentenced to 10 years in prison, friends. Justice, the guardian of liberty. And America, you need justice. And it's not just with the mayors. It's with the judges. It's with the politicians. It's with this corrupt administration through and through. Because I'll tell you what, that's the signal that the American people need to set and send to Washington, D.C., that we will not tolerate your crime and you are subject to the law the way everybody else is. And we're not doing it. We're not subjecting ourselves to law because we hate America. We're subjecting ourselves to law because we love America and we love liberty. So again, friends, I just posted that over on Sons of Liberty Radio. It's going to be a positive, though it looks like a negative, because we have to understand, friends, in Romans 7, it's the law is spiritual, we're carnal, sold under sin. So when God works that which is good, he works good through death to bring good out so we can understand spiritual life in Christ Jesus. I love the way that just came out.
That was beautiful.
It really
rolled
was.
Rolled off the tongue.
Yes, it did. Sons of Liberty Radio, folks, you can also go over to our Facebook pages, Bradley Dean, one fan page, one personal page, Bradley Dean double E. You can also go over to our Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean 1. Bradley Dean 1, our Twitter account. And phone lines will be accessible today. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. We're turning talk radio into do radio. We're showing you our faith by our works, our love by our deeds. 1 John 3:18. And to say all that, folks, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, Steffi?
Well, the reason why that is because it's just a terrible place to be when your brains are in somebody else's head. We want to make sure that we have the mind of Christ and the heart of God. Now, we're going to be talking a little bit, as Bradley mentioned today, about corrupt politicians, from judges to governors to representatives, you name it. In fact, it was Lord John Emmerich. Edward Dahlberg, Action, A19C, said this: power tends to corrupt, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. So we need to make sure that when we're looking at those who claim to serve us as statesmen and stateswomen, they're abiding by the laws of the land as our leaders who should be exemplifying obedience to the laws of our land. But before we get there, I wanted to give this little quote by John Adams, and the more I read about John Adams, the more I just love the guy. Now, you know, in our intro here to the Sons of Liberty, we talk about I'm a boat rocker. Now, I live with a boat rocker. That would namely be you.
Me?
Yes, you. Yeah. You are definitely a boat rocker.
But I'm so not the Colossus of Independence. That was John
Adams. You're not the Colossus of Independence, but you have the same spirit about you. And I had almost kind of chuckle a little bit when I read this quote.
The same glow about you?
The same spirit. But this is what John Adams said in 1754. He said, it is the duty of the clergy to accommodate their discourses to the times, to preach against such sins as are most prevalent and recommend such virtues as are most wanted. For example, if exorbitant ambition and venality are predominant, ought they not to warn their hearers against those vices? If public spirit is much wanted, should they not inculcate this great virtue?
I like that word, inculcate.
Yeah, very nice. He said, if the rights and duties of Christian magistrates and subjects are disputed, should they not explain them? He's saying basically, preachers be preachers. If an issue comes up during the day, hit it. That's what you're supposed to do. He said, should they not explain them, show their nature and limitations and restrictions, however much soever it may move the gall of Massachusetts. So he was a man who said, listen, I don't care if this galls the state of Massachusetts. If you're a preacher, do your job and preach out against the sins that you see in your day and your time.
Yeah.
It makes complete sense to me.
You know,
he didn't care whatever it galled whomsoever. Do your job. You're a minister of Christ.
Let me parallel that as to what we're going to be talking about today concerning the former mayor of New Orleans, who was just sentenced to 10 years. Can you imagine? First of all, he committed the crimes because the preachers have lowered the law.
Right.
So he feels emboldened to go ahead and commit the crimes because, for the most part, the church has failed to do their duty before a just and a holy God and before mankind.
As well as the church. So
can you imagine them catching this individual and the crimes that he has committed, which I'm going to go into detail in just a couple of minutes here? Oh, they would say, oh, the Lord bless you. The Lord forgive you for your sins. No. America needs justice.
That's right.
And justice is what's needed. And what John Adams is talking about is making reference to sin, which is the transgression of God's law.
Mm-hmm.
Enforce the law, preach the law against sin to drive men to Christ to the foot of the cross, which the law can do no more, but do just that, where you put your faith and trust in Jesus Christ, where he does the rest by the Holy Ghost, John 3:3.
That's right, and we need to continuously have justice against people's crimes, namely, you're talking about, you know, the former governor here, but we have to have justice come down, otherwise criminals are going to think they can get away with breaking the law, and they will as long as they think they have an opportunity to. And going back to John Adams, and paralleling with what we're talking about again, he said this in December 27th, 1816, liberty cannot be preserved without a general knowledge among the people who have a right, an indisputable, unalienable, indefeasible, divine right to that most dreaded and envied kind of knowledge. I mean the character and conduct of their rulers. People need to know and have a knowledge of the character and conduct of their rulers so they can obviously put the right men and women in office and leadership positions. But so when we see a breach in character and conduct.
The law of truth is to come out of the mouth of the priest in the book of Malachi, and that's exactly what is failing today. But again, what we're talking about is a positive because the laws of the land, the constitutional republic, have been enforced. And we're going to talk about a bunch of those people that have been busted in this country, friends. And it's the message that I want you to hear because this is how we do it.
That's right. It's good. It's a good feeling to be able to say that justice is coming down upon crime because that's exactly what we need to end crime.
You know what President Abraham Lincoln said, love him or hate him? He was right. He said, I don't like to hear cut and dried sermons. No, when I hear a man preach, I like to see him act as if he were fighting bees.
Wow. Amen.
Yeah, but the fact of the matter is the preacher is seeing what he is fighting in spiritual content. Friends, you got Bradley and Stephanie, sonsoflibertyradio.com, 1-866-233-0747. We'll be right back after this quick break talking about justice is the guardian of liberty.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals and a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
Ben Franklin was right when defining diplomacy. It is seduction in another guise. So friends, I have to cut to the chase by bringing the hammer down and bring about the answers in which liberty is established.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
That's why people listen to the show. Politics and religion are married regardless if you like it or not. If that politician is not submitted to God, who does he or she work for?
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
And if what I were telling you were not true, then what are you complaining about?
As George Washington said, truth will ultimately prevail, where there is pains to bring it to light. We at the Sons of Liberty are traveling across the country, bringing this message to those who are willing to do this stuff. If you want to have Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty speak at your school, university, or event, call 1-866-233-0747 or go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Together, we can see real reformation by equipping the next generation with an understanding of who we are, where we came from, and what needs to happen to preserve our liberty.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-233-0747. You know, sometimes I think people get confused when you actually lay out a premise and then you bring scripture into it. Now, it's interesting that Jesus always taught in the natural so you could understand things in the spiritual. So if I'm going back and forth and at any time you just don't get the point, if I don't, you know, clarify what I'm saying and you just maybe don't understand it, give me a call at 1-866-233-0747 and I'll put it together for you, because I want people to understand that I'm going line upon line, precept upon precept. And this is what we do constantly. So talking about justice, the guardian of liberty, and those that understand the law unto judgment to establish righteousness in the salvation that only Christ can give, I want you to listen carefully as to what George Whitefield rightly said. He said, if God is not glorified in your salvation, liberation from bondage, he will be glorified in your destruction.
Yeah.
Okay? Now, taking that to the topic today, it's exactly right, because if you don't want to abide by the laws of the land, now for those that say that that might be legalistic, he that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me, and he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him, and I will manifest myself unto him. You can also read Psalm 40, you can also read Hebrews 10, where the law of the Lord was in Christ's heart. Now, when you look at the cross of Jesus Christ, keep in mind it has two meanings, and not that it doesn't have more, but when you look at Jesus Christ on the cross, the sacrifice for the sins of the world, it shows you how much God hated sin, and it also shows you how much he loves mankind.
Mm-hmm.
To redeem him through the sacrifice, and to redeem man through the sacrifice of his son, Jesus Christ. Now, again, in saying all that to say this, because I am happy about this, and it's such a perfect message that needs to be given to the American people today, that the New Orleans mayor who thought he was above the law, who thought he was a demigod, and who thought he was going to basically get away with the crimes committed against, well, we the people. Well, he was busted big time. And he's now going to serve, starting in September of this year, he is going to be serving a 10-year sentence for, again, the crimes committed against we the people. And so what exactly are those crimes that were committed by the New Orleans mayor? And again, friends, looking at his face, I'll tell you what, it looks like a ton of bricks just landed on him, because he now realizes that, wait a second, violating the law applies to everybody, that there's going to be consequence concerning everybody that does violate those laws. Friends, the American people need to now set that precedent, that same precedent concerning this criminal administration, because until you do, nothing is going to change. Absolutely nothing's going to change. Ex-New Orleans Mayor Ray Nagin gets 10 years for bribery and money laundering. He was sentenced Wednesday to 10 years in prison for bribery, money laundering, and other corruption that spanned his two terms as mayor, including the chaotic years after Hurricane Katrina hit in 2005. He capitalized off the devastation concerning the people in his city. U.S. District Judge Helen Berrigan handed down the sentence Wednesday morning. Nagin was convicted February 12th of accepting hundreds of thousands of dollars from businessmen who wanted to work from the city or Nagin's support for various projects. The bribes came in the form of money, free vacations, truckloads of free granite for his family business. The 58-year-old Democrat has defiantly denied any wrongdoing after his 2013 indictment and during his February trial. And by the way, that's why he's getting a 10-year sentence, because he's still denying the fact that he broke the law. Now, moments before sentencing, a subdued Nagin made a brief statement thanking the judge for her professionalism. He made no apologies, and he said, "I trust that God's going to work all of this out," he said.
It looks like God did.
What do they always make reference to?
Yeah.
Remember when the Joker, the governor from Chicago, Illinois, is Blagojevich?
Blagojevich,
yeah. Remember when he was, I'm sorry, did I say it wrong?
Oh, no.
Blagojevich,
yeah.
I'm sorry.
Whatever, Blagojevich, Blagojevich. I don't know what's actually
okay.
The correct
song. When Blagojevich was popped for his crimes against the people in Illinois as the governor trying to sell a senator seat.
Yeah.
It's interesting that, the first thing he did was run to the preachers.
Right.
And when he ran to the preachers, guess what? He wanted to make the implication that he was a godly Christian man and that, far be it from him that he would commit any crimes concerning the people in Chicago, Illinois. By the way, I believe it was three governors prior to Blagojevich that were also sentenced to prison for crimes that were very similar to Mr. Blagojevich's.
Yeah, it's sad. And when you look at it and you say, oh my goodness, the things that you see going on from those who are supposed to be leading people and heading up cities or countries or, states, whatever the case may be. But you see there where he had justice served upon him, too, as well. He was sentenced to 14 years in prison.
Yeah.
I mean, I bet there's a lot of regret going on after the fact.
Nagin is to report to the federal prison in Oakdale, Louisiana, in September. Berrigan noticed the serious nature of the crimes being cited, several other factors in her decision to depart from sentencing guidelines that could have actually put Mayor Nagin in prison for as many as, up to 20 years. Wow. She said Nagin should not be cast as the leader of the scheme in which participants got millions of dollars in the city work, but Mr. Nagin claimed a much, much smaller share of the profits in this conspiracy. Surprised the press didn't call it a theory. Nagin was alleged to have received roughly $500,000, capitalizing off the loss of the people during the time of Katrina, friends. Berrigan noted character references showing Nagin to be a devoted son, husband, and father, and she said despite his crimes, Nagin displayed a genuine, if all too infrequent, desire to help New Orleans as its residents after the 2005 catastrophe. She's actually trying to polish that piece of manure who just committed the crime against the people in New Orleans, didn't she? Isn't that interesting that she'd be so willing to do that? Huh. Nagin was a political newcomer when he won election as New Orleans mayor, succeeding Mark Morial in 2002. He cast himself as a reformer and announced crackdowns on corruption in the city automobile inspection and taxi permit programs. But federal prosecutors say his own corrupt acts began during his first term, continued through the Katrina catastrophe, and flourished in his second term. Until his indictment in 2013, he was perhaps best known for a widely heard radio interview in which he angrily and sometimes profanely asked for stepped-up federal response in the days after levee breaches flooded most of the cities during Katrina. He also drew notoriety for impolitic remarks such as the racially charged New Orleans will be chocolate again, as his commitment that a growing violent crime problem keeps the New Orleans brand out there. He goes on and on and on and on, friends, of the things that he did concerning the people in New Orleans. But the good news here, friends, is he's going to jail for a long time. And the message sent to other corrupt individuals in government is that the people of the United States of America will not tolerate you violating the laws. See, justice is the guardian of liberty. See, when you enforce the laws that men break, namely to those that represent we the people, guess what? They are held to the same standard. As a matter of fact, they are held to a higher standard because they are put into a position of representation concerning we the people. So when they do these sorts of things, friends, 10 years for bribery, money laundering, he could have got 20. They should have put him in there for 30 just to send the signal that we will not tolerate crime in our city. Because we need to remember that soft judges produce hardened criminals, but when a judge that shows mercy to a community, guess what that judge does? He enforces to the law, well, the laws to the extremity, for the very purpose of showing mercy to the people at large in that community.
Yeah, amen.
Amen.
It's a good day. It's a good day when you see things like that taking place and justice being the guardian of our liberties.
Okay, now we're talking about representation. I don't care if they're a Democrat, or a Republican, a independent. I don't care what they are, friends. I just want people to understand that justice was served here, and this is, again, how it works, friends. Oh, by the way, when we go over to Massachusetts, let's go to the Speaker of the House, Salvatore DeMasi. He was found guilty of using his position to secure multi-million-dollar state contracts for a software company in exchange for kickbacks in 2011. Mississippi Judge Bobby D. Lauder was made famous for finally convicting Byron D. La Beckworth in 1994 for the murder of civil rights leader Medgar Evers in 1963. D. Lauder pled guilty of one count of lying to the FBI and was sentenced to 18 months in prison. Whoa. So I'm kind of curious, what does this have to do with anything?
These corruptions happen all the way around the boards, whether they're judges, representatives, governors. You can see by the list of crimes here that this does not stop with just one particular
group of people. I got 20 pages in my hand right now of corrupt representation that have had the book thrown on them. I'm going to continue on when we come back. Justice, the guardian of liberty.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell? Yes? Okay. Can you sell the intangible? If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
You've been lied to by corrupt Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, and I want to give you a free copy of my Inc. magazine best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire, because Wall Street's 401k and other investment plans have failed millions of Americans. After losing 35% in my IRA in the crash several years ago, I said enough. Since then, I've discovered an IRS-approved way to safely grow my money up to 12 to even 17%, cut taxes dramatically, but also have my money protected when the next crash comes. Call now to talk with a specialist to discover this little-known strategy to potentially build a million-dollar tax-free retirement income, get potential 12 to 17% returns, and never lose when the next crash hits. Call 888-885-8820 and discover this tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney used to safely grow rich. Plus, get one of just 97 free books left. We even cover shipping and handling. Call 888-885-8820. 888-885-8820. Again, that's 888-885-8820.
Whoa! This is big!
Not just big, it's the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale. This month, save 30 to 45% off on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Factory fresh stock just arrived, so now's the time to stock up with the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45% off. But hurry, supplies are limited to only the stock we have on hand. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale is going on now, only from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Hearken unto me, my people, and give ear unto me, O my nation, for a law shall proceed from me, and I will make judgment to rest for a light of the people. My righteousness is near, my salvation is gone forth, and my arms shall judge the people. Huh. Justice, the guardian of liberty. We're talking about the former mayor of New Orleans, who was just sentenced to 10 years. Going down the list, Pennsylvania State Senator Vince Fumo on March 16th. Fumo was found guilty of 137 counts of corruption and was facing a minimum of 10 years in prison. Oh, my goodness. Let me say that again. Pennsylvania State Senator Vince Fumo on March 16th, 2009, Fumo was found guilty of 137 counts of corruption and was facing a minimum of 10 years in prison. You know, last week we talked about those that forsake the law praise the wicked. You know what it says right after that, friends? Those that keep the law contend with them. Mm-hmm. But it also says that evil men understand not judgment.
That's right.
America, you understand judgment because you have freedom. And you're the freest nation on this earth. So therefore, you have to have an understanding of law.
That's right.
And again, going back to law, who gave that law? We're talking about the moral law of God again. Thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not lie, so on and so forth. Rhode Island State Representative Daniel Gordon of Portsmouth, when arrested for drunk driving, told police it was due to PTSD from being wounded in the Gulf War. That's what it says.
Yeah.
A check revealed he was never in combat, but did reveal an extensive arrest record in Massachusetts for assault and attempted murder.
Yeah, so he's
These are
he
your
served.
Representatives,
yeah.
friends. What's the problem with America?
I mean, come on. He said he served. He found out he was totally lying to the police.
Yeah.
It's just amazing.
West Virginia State Representative Lisa Smith pled guilty to one count of mail fraud and one count of failure to pay employee taxes. She was sentenced to 2 years in prison, 3 years of probation, and fined $1 million. Justice is the guardian of liberty. Are you listening to me, church? Justice is the guardian of liberty. If you don't preach the law, they have no reason to repent, right? Alabama Governor Don Siegelman was found guilty of bribery, mail fraud, and obstruction of justice. This is back in 2006 and was sentenced to 88 months in prison. What? You know, how many years was he in there committing these crimes before the people finally had to stand up and say enough is enough, right?
Yeah.
I mean, for example, like, let's say if we had a president right now that was opening the borders completely wide open to illegal immigrants in the United States of America. And just think if the American people actually found out that instead of going and actually dealing with the issue on the border and playing the man, interestingly enough, let's say hypothetically that, I don't know, he was found to be playing pool and sitting around drinking with a bunch of his buddies. I mean, what do you think would happen then?
Oh, well, that would never happen in America because people would rise up on if that would happen. I mean, people would say enough is enough.
Why would he feel so emboldened to commit?
And
I mean, especially in a state of terror.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, the joke is, it's getting just almost hilarious, friends. And I say that in a sense of horror.
If it wasn't so horrifying.
Yes, yeah. That's exactly right. Thomas Anderson, state representative for District 19, found guilty of 7 felony counts of extortion, bribery, conspiracy, and money laundering. He was sentenced in 2007 to a term of 60 months in prison. Justice, the guardian of liberty. This is a positive because they have been dealt with, right?
Right.
But what's happening in governments?
I do have
that they're acting far more corrupt than these people that have been popped.
Yeah, I do.
You know,
have to say,
go ahead.
In my research and going through, just you know, just looking up, you know, governors or senators, you know, any kind of representative who have been convicted of crimes and so on. There was an overwhelmingly. I mean, there was a huge amount of information, so much so, to cut it down and break it down to size was a difficult task because there was all of these crimes by representatives,
governors,
judges.
You mean we could have did like a month's worth of show just naming off the crimes?
I mean, I had to gut out everything there just because of the fact there was so much to it. It's amazing how much crime there is, but like you said, the positive is that they were brought to justice.
Pete Cott, state representative for District 17, found guilty on 3 charges of bribery and sentenced to 6 years in prison and fined $10,000. Hey, here's another point that I'd like to make. Why is it that they stand down?
Yeah, they're compromised men.
That's exactly right. Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich. Is that right?
Blagojevich.
Okay, was arrested at his home by federal agents and charged with conspiracy to commit mail, wire fraud, and solicitation of bribery for his alleged crimes.
Yeah,
isn't it interesting, friends, that when you get busted or you're accused of something, if you're accused of something, you know, the press puts it out there like you're guilty until proven innocent.
Yeah. In this case, he received his judgment.
He's guilty
as
H-E double hockey sticks, and they're saying his alleged crimes.
Yeah.
He was impeached and removed from office by 59-0 votes of the Illinois Senate in January 28th of 2009. On August 17th, 2010, he was convicted on one of the 24 federal charges, lying to the FBI, and the jury was hung on the 23 other counts. In a retrial in 2011, he was acquitted on one count. The jury reached no decision on 2 counts, and he was found guilty on 17 other counts. Sentenced to 14 years in prison. Justice is the guardian of liberty. Lois Lerner, man, can you imagine what would happen if the American people enforced the laws against the IRS's crimes, friends?
Yep.
Boy, that would put a signal all the way to the top, wouldn't it, that the American people not tolerate crime or anything concerning this administration, the Benghazi, the Fast and Furious.
I mean, you name it.
Scandal after scandal after scandal after scandal. Louisiana Governor Edwin Edwards convicted of extortion, mail fraud, and money laundering. Massachusetts Speaker of the House Thomas Finneran pled guilty to one count of obstruction of justice and received 18 months probation. Got a slap on the hand. I'd like to check up on him and see how he's been emboldened to commit more crimes. Soft judges produce hardened criminals. Massachusetts State Senator Diane Wilkerson was videotaped by the FBI stuffing bribe money into her bra. Charged with tax evasion in 1997, ethics violations 2001, and perjury in 2005, Wilkerson pled guilty to 8 counts of attempted extortion. Extortion, friends. Making you do something or else.
I was going to say, and notice how the crimes continued in 1997, 2001, 2005.
Of course.
Why? Because she wasn't brought to justice.
Yep.
So she was continuing to do what she was doing because she had no fear of the consequences.
Minnesota Republican Party of Minnesota was fined $170,000 for violating federal campaign finance regulations from 2003 to 2008 in the state of Minnesota in my backyard. But can you believe that Bradley Dean was actually calling out these corrupt officials in government?
The nerve.
You know, if you can see me live right now, I'm putting my hands up above my head. Oh, reps in the state of Minnesota. Oh, holier than thou are you.
Wow.
What is it that I can do at your bidding? Please give me the command. These folks got it backwards, friends. But these folks that I'm naming off right now, they got it right. Because they got it wrong. The wrongs have been righted. Yeah? What do you think of that, y'all? 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Minnesota State Representative Mark D. Olson, a Republican for District 16B, was convicted of one of two fifth-degree domestic assault charges. He's got a temper problem. And a little temper tantrum. Huh. Were you wanting to say something to me?
No, I'm good.
Ohio Governor Bob Taft, another Republican, pleads no contest and is convicted on 4 misdemeanor ethics violations. He was fined $4,000 and ordered to apologize to the people of Ohio.
I bet the people of Ohio would prefer him to do his job rather than give an apology for not doing his job.
You know, at least he said he was sorry.
Yeah.
You know, he'll never do it again. Just like that one lady, you know, 2001, 2007, so on and so 2005. Whoa, Mrs. Wilkerson.
Yeah.
Oh, I bet she'll never do it again. Pennsylvania State Senator Vincent. Oh, I already hit him. Rhode Island Governor Edward Daniel DePreet pled guilty to bribery and racketeering charges and served 1 year in prison. Well, good for him. He must have knew the right people, huh, friends?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. West Virginia Governor Arch A. Moore Jr. guilty of mail fraud, tax fraud, extortion, and obstruction of justice. District of Columbia Mayor Marion Barry caught on videotape using drugs in an FBI sting operation. Whoa.
I think
this is just the tip of the iceberg,
right? This is the tip of the iceberg. I mean, literally, there are pages and pages and pages and pages and pages of this stuff. And it's widespread. It's not like it's just one certain group of people. It, you know, encompassed, you know, judges, you know, Republicans, Democrats, you know, local, national. I mean, governors. You're going back and forth.
We can go on.
You can go on and on.
These are the people behind the suits, friends, that you're having issues with in your country today. Rest assured, they are neck deep in it.
Yeah, and the thing is, even though they might smile at you, they might say, God bless America, they might look nice on the outside. That's why Jesus told us, you know, men by their fruits. And you can look at the positive and say, well, listen, at least these men and women were brought to justice. But our whole thing is prevention is better than cure. You know, you talk about this man who apologized to the state of Ohio. I'm sure the people of Ohio would have rather preferred he did his job and did it right lawfully than come back later and say, well, I'm sorry for not doing my job right lawfully. And, you know, the point is they had to get to the point where they were committing these crimes and then brought to justice. You know, this woman, Diane, we were talking about in 1997, 2001,
Wilkerson.
2005. Yeah, why was she continuing to do it? Because she felt emboldened.
She wasn't afraid of the law.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So our whole thing is we want to make sure.
Isn't the whole purpose of government to actually
punish evil
deter,
doers?
Yeah, mm-hmm. crime? Yeah, I think it is. But now you have an administration advocating the crimes boldly in the face of the people in a time of terror. The borders are wide open and he's playing pool. Oh, by the way, I wasn't kidding. That's really what's happening.
I know.
Friends.
I know.
Plus,
what's
you
happening.
Got 1-866-233-0747. Bradley and Stephanie, sonsoflibertyradio.com. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Well, this is Dr. Stan from Radio Liberty, and I want to take this opportunity to recommend Bradley Dean. I'm very impressed by him. He's articulate, and he has a tremendous grasp of the spiritual battle that's being waged today for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. I recommend him and hope you will listen to him on a regular basis.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money, a code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
You are now in the crosshairs. The NSA and the FBI are treating you like a criminal and monitoring your every move. Ron Paul said recently, "The evidence of the totalitarian nature of this government is on display undeniably every day. What's taking place right now is a coup and the destruction of the Constitution. But a friend and patriot has discovered a loophole. Find out about the NSA loophole before they shut it down at privacylockdown.com. That's privacylockdown.com.
Listen up, all you preppers and survival enthusiasts. Sigma 3 Survival School has a brand new survival instructor training program that will teach you everything you need to know about survival and then license you to teach our survival programs so you can make a substantial profit from it. If you have always wanted to learn to be completely self-reliant and would like to make money at it, then check out Sigma 3 Survival School Survival Instructor Program at survivalschool.us or call 479-561-3886 today.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Got Bradley and Stephanie. If you'd like to jump in at any time, you can. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. I'm actually looking for an analogy right now, and it's awesome. And it's talking about how can the act be apart from the actor? In other words, when these people commit the crimes, they have to be responsible for the consequence of violating those crime or those laws because they broke the law. That's mm-hmm. crime. The very transgression of God's law is sin. But before we go to that, friends, I just want to read this because, again, right must always be right and truth must always be truth and purity must always be purity. And right and wrong, you need to understand, is always going to be a permanent fixture of morality that God established through the Ten Commandments that cannot be moved or shifted from their proper place, like it or not.
Amen.
I like that.
I like it too.
If I was in a black church right now, they'd be saying, hallelujah,
amen.
Bring it on, Mother Dean. Folks, you can't bring right down to a lower level because others may want it lowered to fit their lawless lifestyles. It must be where it always is. So what? Is crime to replace the law that produces liberty? Because if that's the case, that's no good for any society. Because what it does is it produces bondage, not liberty. When you do away with the law, you have no crime. And criminals love that mentality. Here's the point. Right is right eternally and cannot be wrong. You cannot lift up wrong and make it somewhat right. Now, we've all heard the lawless try to excuse themselves of doing that which is right, just, and true by saying, well, you know, I'm trying to make excuses for what they do. Some will say, I was born that way. Some will say, I just can't help myself. Now, friends, you need to understand something, that this is very specious but utterly false. And I also want you to understand, in a court of law, you have the prosecutor that is willing to lower the law as long as he can make a dime to feed the bureaucracy. We don't need to pervert or wrest judgment. We need judgment. We need judges that understand the law and that love their country and their people, and firstly, their God. Now, folks, this, again, is important for you to understand. Man's inability is not the kind which removes responsibility. You ever notice when someone, let's just go for example, someone commits a gun crime. When the crime is committed, you don't see the gun being thrown into jail, right? No, the person that committed the crime, that pulled the trigger, that made the choice to commit the crime, he's the one that's thrown in jail, right?
Mm-hmm.
But you have these idiotic, stupid representatives in this country that want to take away your guns, but its purpose beyond more than just gun control, it's about control. That's a different issue. But you ever notice when crimes are committed, they try to get them off on something, say, like, well, you know, they're not mentally stable.
Yeah, it always goes.
They're not mentally right. There's something wrong. They can't help themselves. They're sick, not responsible. But friends, you need to understand again that man's inability is not the kind which removes responsibility, just like the corrupt politicians and representatives that we're talking about right now. They're responsible for the crimes and the laws that they have broken and the crimes that they have committed, right? Sin is moral, not physical. So never fall into the error that moral inability will be an excuse for sin, lawlessness, breaking the law, okay? Both natural and spiritual, 1 John 3:4. When a man becomes such a liar that he can't speak the truth, is he thereby exempted from the duty of truthfulness because he cannot help himself? Can you find that for me really quick? How can the act be apart from the actor by Finney? What, when a man becomes, again, such a liar that he can't speak the truth, is he thereby exempted from the duty of truthfulness because he can't help himself? That's a question mark. Let's say you own a company and your employee owes you a day of labor. Is he free from the duty because he's made himself so drunk that he cannot serve you? Would you allow that? Because if you accept the rationale that, you know, they just can't help themselves, then what are you complaining about if you're a company owner? And again, you have an employee that owes you a day's labor, and he said he can't because he got drunk the night before, so therefore he's not coming in. Okay? Is a man free from debt by the fact that he has spent the money and therefore cannot pay it back? How's that work? How's that work for the banks? What do? They repossess. They don't take the excuse that he can't help himself. That you know, he's born that way. No, they hold up the standard of right. Isn't it interesting, when it always comes to money, everybody holds up the standard of right as long as it works for them. And it shows you who their God is.
Mm-hmm.
Is a lustful man free to indulge in his passions because he cannot understand the beauty of morality? After all, he says, again, I was born this way, both homosexual and heterosexual. Folks, this is a dangerous doctrine, and it's a pill that America has swallowed. But I want to tell you, God's moral law is a just one, and man is bound by it, though he has rendered his sin and himself incapable of doing so. Isn't it interesting that man has the dispensation to do the wrong thing?
Mm-hmm.
And acts as if he doesn't have the dispensation by God as a moral being to actually commit the act of doing the right thing.
Yeah.
What, you can choose to do the wrong thing, but you can't choose to do the right thing? Folks, that ain't going to work. And there is no gray area. It's all black and white. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I've set before you life and death, both blessing and cursings. Therefore, choose life, that both you and your seed may live. Let me take it off on another branch. Charles Finney said this. He said, how can the act be apart from the actor? I love this one because it shuts down the hypocritical professors in the church today like none other. Listen carefully. Because we hear this all the time. Well, God loves the sinner but hates the sin. Really? Really? Well, that's true. He does love sinners so much that he sent his son to die for their sins, to be the propitiation for their sins. But once you have an understanding of your sin and you have repented of your sin, John 8, it's the Lord Jesus Christ who says to you, go and sin no more. And it wasn't It wasn't open for debate. It wasn't open up on the floor for argument, friends. It was a commandment. Go and sin no more. Jesus also said to others, go and sin no more, lest a worst thing come upon you. Right? I love this because we're bringing it to closure, but here we go. How can the act be apart from the actor? The God hates the sin and loves the sinner thought isn't a new concept. As he has written in the guilt of sin, God is not angry merely against the sin abstracted from the sinner, but against the sinner himself. Oh, that's not the gospel I heard. I know, and it's the gospel that you see in America, and that's why you are in a state of anarchy, friends. Some persons have labored hard to set up this ridiculous and absurd abstraction, said Finney, and would fain make it appear that God is angry at sin, yet not at the sinner. What? He hates the theft but loves the thief? He abhors adultery but is pleased with the adulterer? Now this is supreme nonsense, said Finney. The sin has no moral character apart from the sinner. The act is nothing apart from the actor. The very thing that God hates and disapproves of is not the mere event, the thing done in distinction done from the doer, but it is the doer himself. It grieves and displeases him that is a rational moral agent under his government, that he should array himself against his own God and Father, against all that is right and just in the universe. This is the thing that offends God. The sinner himself is the direct and the only object of his anger. And if that was not the case, then why does the wrath of God abide upon the children of disobedience?
That's right.
The sinner himself is the direct and the only object of God's anger. So the Bible shows God is angry with the wicked, not with the abstract sin. He said, God did, if the wicked turn not, God will weigh his sword. He hath bent his bow and made it ready to shoot, not at the sin, but the sinner. The wicked man that hath done the abominable thing, this is the only doctrine of either the Bible or of common sense on the subject. And this is where people get all clouded as to understand, well, where does mercy come into play? Where's the grace? Where's the compassion? Friends, in this country, there's two sides of the sword. You need to understand, there's two sides to the sword. America leans so far to the left, you wonder why you have the left. And as I've always said in the past, and I say again today, if the right was doing the right thing all of the time, you wouldn't have a left. And let me tell you something, friends. The right time to do the right thing is right now, so you don't have to babysit a bunch of grown-ups that represent you and the government that don't understand the difference between right and wrong. If you know the difference between right and wrong, then you need to enforce that law against those that don't know the difference between right and wrong.
And that's right. In Psalm 7:11, the
and
Bible
that's
says,
right.
says God is angry with the wicked every day. He's speaking of the wicked themselves. So it's just, you can't separate the act from the actor. And for those of you that are listening and say, listen, I want to support what you guys do, it's outstanding. Thank you for bringing to the forefront those issues of the day that so many people shy away from. We're the boat rockers here.
No, it shows you, hey friends, really what it comes down to, it shows you who really loves you.
That's exactly right.
It really
right.
does. And by the way, don't feel too special, although I want you to feel special. I'm this way with everybody.
That's very
hey,
true.
Hey, listen, this is how I understand the Lord to love me. And I understand that he has afflicted me in his faithfulness, that I might learn his statutes. Hey, it's the same message I'm going to give. And by the way, it's the same one David gave. And it's the same one that Jesus Christ gave. We love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. I did not realize that this was our final segment, but it is. So we'll talk to you in 23. See ya!
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy
same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.